This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this terrific Tuesday, January 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So happy you guys are part of the show today. I want to thank Mark Farner for coming on. I've been wanting to have him on the show for years. And when he reached out to me and said, Randy, I want to take your class. Mark Farner was the first Patriot to buy the ticket to the December 2nd training class crash course that we did at Jay's Sporting Goods. Again, I want to thank Jay's Sporting Goods for an absolute phenomenal room, the Headwaters conference room they have there, for letting us hold the class there. Mark Farner was the first one to buy a ticket, but unfortunately he couldn't make it because of scheduling conflict. Saturday, December 2nd, could not come to Gaylord. But he's coming to St. Ignace on February 3rd. Him and his wife are coming. They're going to sit together, and they're going to share the book, and they are going to learn. And I asked Mark point blank, why do you want to attend this class, Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution? And you know what he said? It's beyond time. It's past time. It's long past due that I learn this stuff and to be able to be engaging and be part of the process, to understand the rules, to understand public meetings, to understand agendas, to understand how chairmen must conduct the meetings and how that we the people can hold these, I'm not going to say what he said, people, our elected officials, accountable. Because one thing that Mark Farner said to me, it was so dead on accurate. This country, Randy, has given me everything. It wasn't just about the music. It wasn't just about our fame and notoriety and celebrity. It isn't about the money. It's not about any of that. It's about this country that has given it all to me. Everything that this country has to offer, I have experienced and benefited from in my life. He gets up every morning, thanks God for being alive and being a citizen of the United States of America, a citizen of the state of Michigan, a citizen of Emmett County. Right here in northern Michigan, is where the Farner compound is located. Mark, his wife, invited Vicky and I to come to their home. Mark and I stood out on his grill as he grilled his ribeye steaks to perfection. His wife made all the fixings to go along with it. We had a great time. We broke bread. We had fellowship at his home. And he said, Randy, this is the year. This is the year his album's coming out. It's a patriotic album. I'm kind of trying to push him to write a certain song for us. Time to take it back. I'm going to talk to him more about it after the show today. I'm going to pray. Please pray on that, that that becomes part of his new album. He's pushing to try to get it done for spring. We're going to have him on the show. I'm going to reach out to Governor Mike Huckabee. He's actually been on Governor Mike Huckabee's TV show in the past. Mark Farner has, a good friend of Mike's. We're going to see if we can get it together on the TV to promote his new album. We've got so much happening this year, folks, and you're part of it, and I thank you for being part of it. Tip-Up Town, Houghton Lake, happening this weekend. We're going to talk about it. Be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Joining us on the line right now is Jay Jacobs. He's the Houghton Lake tip-up town man, according to Diane Randall, who hooked me up with him. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Tucker. How are you doing?
We're doing awesome, brother. And what the heck is happening down there in Houghton Lake? I was down there on Saturday, and I got to tell you, man, I think out there in the middle, I still see open water. Are we getting cold enough temperatures? What the heck is going to happen this weekend for tip-up town?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting cold weather here. It's down in the single digits. I was looking at 4 o'clock this morning, I was looking at my thermometer, and it was 4 degrees where I was at. So it's making some ice now. However, it is a shallow lake. We make ice rather quickly. However, it's a lake. We never know where the safe spots are and where they're not, so I caution people, please don't drive a vehicle out there. It may be safe enough to walk if you know what you're doing, to go ice fishing. It may be safe enough by tip-up town to even take a snow machine on there. But please, if you're not absolutely 100% certain, don't go out there. Stay on the lake. We have plenty of trails to ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one thing I did want to ask you about, if you can give us a little bit of history about Tip-Up Town, for example, how long it's been in existence, how long have you guys been partying in the middle of winter up there? give us a little background about Tip-Up Town, USA.
Absolutely. This started in 1951, so this will be our 74th year. Basically, you're exactly right. When we hold a party, we invite everyone. In Tip-Up Town is more about the spirit of a community. We are a small rural community in northern Michigan, and we are very resourceful. We're very friendly. So when you have a chance to come down and visit us, you're going to find out what Houghton Lake Hospitality is really all about. We are a friendly community. In Tip-Up Town, it's all about clean family fun. We have carnival rides. We have a bull riding event with real bulls. We've got a polar bear dip where we're going to jump in that lake. We've got poker runs. We've got carnival rides. We've got a family fun tent where you can have family activities. We do things that a lot of places don't do. We go back in time.
Absolutely.
We have things like an egg toss. We have a hula hoop contest. You know, things you do to make your own fun. Instead of depending on someone entertaining us, we entertain ourselves.
Now, this year, Jay, when is the days for Tip-Up Town? When does all the activities actually start?
Well, we actually start with we've got a beverage tent, an adult beverage tent, where you have to be 21 to get into. And that starts on this Friday night at 6 p.m. and runs till 10 o'clock. And then then again on Saturday from noon to 6. And if I could mention a little bit, one of the things we do at Tip-Up Town is we honor some people. We honor a veteran every year. It's called our hometown hero. What we came to conclude many years ago was we have veterans that exist in our community who either did something while they were in the service of our country, or they were a veteran who served our country who continued after the service to serve our communities, whether it be a fireman, an EMT, perhaps even a public official. When you're a local public official, you don't make a lot of money. You have to really want to, you know, service the public as opposed to, like, national.
Sure.
We honor these people. We find them in our community. I think they exist in every small community, small town.
Absolutely.
This year I've got a gentleman, Earl Jones. He was drafted in 1966. He was a high school dropout. You know, he just couldn't see the light of what he had to do. He went to Korea for 16 months, and then he was a combat medic. Went on. He got out of the service, joined the reserves, got sent to Desert Storm, served there, got out, got his education, and went back into the Marines.
Whoa.
He finally saw the light, a late bloomer, shall we say.
Sure.
This guy, yeah, I tell you, he's just a wonderful, wonderful person to meet. If any of your listeners would like to meet Earl, we honor him at 5:30 on the second Saturday of Tip-Up Town. So not this upcoming Saturday, but a week from Saturday, in the beverage tent. And I'll tell you, we have brought every veteran who we've done this for, and I think Earl will be our seventh or eighth. I have to go back and think about that one.
Yeah.
We brought him to tears with the celebration we get. We do it the right way.
Absolutely. Now, what is the full calendar? Because it opens up this Friday, the 19th.
It does.
But what is the full calendar for Tip-Up Town?
For the regular village, that starts at noon on Saturday. Actually, starts a little before that. We have a parade that starts at 10:30 on Saturday morning. We'll have a wonderful parade, a lot of activity that way. It culminates down at the Tip-Up Town site where we're going to give some awards away. We have a flag-raising ceremony. And then the village opens up, and we have an ice fishing contest. We have, like I say, with the carnival rides. Your $10 badge gets you into everything. You know, and we set this up so that if you have the working poor, we invite them to come, especially in our county. We give away 1,600 free badges to children 6th grade and under so that the working, so those children can come to our tip-up town, our family activities, and have memories, regardless of the economic status of their family.
Love it, love it, love it. So how long does it go for?
It's 2 weekends. We do a Saturday, a Sunday, and then we do a following Saturday. We don't do the second Sunday. It was very poorly attended, and it gives my volunteers a chance to break it down and tear it down. Because we're on a DNR property, so... So we have to...
You got to clean it up and leave it better than you found it. I get it.
And we do. We absolutely do that.
Right. Absolutely.
We always need volunteers for that. If any of your listeners want to come and join in and volunteer, we'd love to see them just come and visit us and see what we're all about. We're good, clean, family fun. And I say, for those who want adult activities, like our adult beverage tent, we actually put that 2 blocks away. We have a zero tolerance for alcohol at the in the village itself on the DNR property.
Got it. Now, I want to be clear. First of all, I got a text message from one of the listeners. Do you guys have a website where people can go and look at all the activities?
Absolutely.
Okay, what is the website?
HoutonLakeChamber.net.
HoutonLakeChamber.net.
Yes.
Okay, very good. I got that. Next question, do you have to pre-purchase badges for admission in advance, or can we pay at the door?
Pay at the door. We have 3 gates you can come to, and all 3 gates sell them. And you don't have to have cash for this. We now take credit cards as well, credit and debit cards.
Okay, good,
None of that goofy extra service fee either.
Okay, very good.
Come here, buy it. It's a $10 badge. It gets you into everything all 3 days. There were activities. It gets you into the village. It also gets you into the family fun tent or the beer tent if you choose to go there.
Got it. So, again, it starts basically with the parade. Now, that parade you're saying
is Saturday.
Is this Saturday. But Friday night actually is when it starts on the 19th.
Yep, on the 19th, in the evening at the beverage tent, which is 2 blocks to the east on Festival Avenue.
Yep.
And it's a good time. Friday night, there's not a lot of activity. If you come there on Saturday afternoon, we're elbow to elbow in that tent, and it's a wonderful. Again, we keep this. This used to be, excuse the expression, but it was a bit of a shit show.
Bottom line is that this event Friday, then Saturday is when it really kicks off with the parade and all the things, and now.
Right.
This is family oriented all the way, and then the following Saturday, the 27th. I want to make sure I get that in, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, Jim, thank you.
And in the beer tent, we have cleaned that up considerably. With the people that come in there now, we don't have a lot of sloppy drunks or anything in there.
You're
having a great time.
Very good. All right,
have a good time.
All right, Jay. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll promote it for you and get everybody there Saturday. All right, brother. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great day yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Tip-Up Town, HoutonLakeChamber.net is the website. You can check out all the activities. I've got a couple of text messages coming in. Kristen Marcus actually is going to join us, the former Antrim County Commissioner. He's also part of the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee for the Republican Party. He's in Houghton Lake right now. He's out on his job, and he's going to be joining us. And one of the things that you also need to understand, that the process for Tip-Up Town, 74 years they've been doing this, 1951. And it's changed. It's evolved over the years. Used to be, like he said, kind of a drunken party, but now it's cleaned up. It's family oriented, and greatly appreciate Jay coming on the show. Two other points I wanted to get in real quick. This is going to be probably one of the best attended tip-up towns because there are going to be people coming from all over the state of Michigan. Backroads, his show has been talking about it. The cold temperatures could not have come at a better time. Single digits, you heard it, 4 degrees out there. Houghton Lake, folks, is very shallow. I believe it averages like 10 or 12 feet, and it freezes over quickly. However, do not drive your trucks or your cars out onto the lake. As a former insurance person, I know this for a fact. Your vehicle goes through the ice, you're on your own. Insurance does not cover your vehicle unless it's on a public road, private property. If you're on a lake where it's not considered a highway, a street, or a road, you are on your own. Your vehicle goes through the lake, goes through the ice. You're responsible for getting it towed out. Very, very expensive. Your vehicle is shot. Once it floods like that, all the electric components, the computer, the engine, you're done. Take it to the junkyard. You're out of pocket for all of it. Don't know if you know that or not, but that's Michigan insurance law. Anytime you leave a road, you are on your own. You are uninsured. And like Jay just said, the ice is not thick enough yet. Do not drive your vehicles out on the lake. I know many of you have done it in years past. I get it. I absolutely love taking my pickup out on the ice and doing donuts. It's a blast. You get the baby going straight and then turn the wheel and just, Jesus, take the wheel, baby, because it's your, you are up for a ride of your life. But do not do it this year. The ice is too thin, not reliable. You might be able to take your ATVs out there, your four-wheelers, to go ice fishing or whatever. That's fine, probably. But let's let it be cold for a few more days before you try it. And a lot of the smaller lakes, I got to reach out to Onaway Outfitters. We're going to have to reach out to them to find out the status of the ice and find out more about what's going on locally. But they have been promoting this statewide this year. Mark of Backroads, his show has been talking about it. Facebook posts have been going viral. This is going to be a huge, huge Saturday. This Saturday, the 20th, you need to go to Tip-Up Town in Houghton Lake. I'm going to look at the weather during the break and see what the forecast is for Houghton Lake for Saturday, but it's going to be an absolute blast. If you've never gone, this very well may be the year you need to do it. And then the following Saturday, if you miss this Saturday, Saturday the 27th, will be the last day for Tip-Up Town USA this year. So greatly appreciate Jay coming on the show, giving us that information. We're going to talk, if I have a voice, we're going to talk about 1st Congressional District Executive Committee, Republican Party, with Kristen Marcus. He's a member of that committee, former Antrim County Commissioner. And we'll have him on the show right after this. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.